This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In Los Angeles, the judge in the Phil Spector murder case is giving the deadlocked jury one more chance to reach a verdict. The panel remains split after 7 days of deliberations, but the judge is trying to avoid a mistrial. That's why he is revising his instructions to the jury on what constitutes second-degree murder. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
As he's done through most of the trial, legendary rock producer Phil Spector sat glum-faced while attorneys argued over what to do about the deadlocked jury. The 67-year-old Spector is accused of shooting actress Lana Clarkson 4 years ago at his L.A. area mansion. The defense says Clarkson was despondent over her acting career and actually shot herself in the mouth. The jury told Judge Larry Fidler they're deadlocked 7-5, but didn't indicate which way they're leaning. Instead of declaring an immediate mistrial, the judge suggested he might let jurors consider a lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter. But yesterday he changed his mind and said such a move could signal that he wanted the panel to find Spector guilty of something, even if it wasn't murder. So today it's back to square one. The jury will resume deliberations on the murder charge. Only this time the judge will tell them to disregard a special instruction he gave them earlier. That said, Prosecutor Spector was holding the gun at the time it went off in Clarkson's face.
That is simply not a statement of the law of second-degree murder. And it is absolute error. It is just wrong. And it's no doubt I can see why the jury is confused.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says the juror should not have been given such a narrow definition of second-degree murder.
In fact, there are a lot of other ways you can prove murder. So by withdrawing that, he gives more opportunities for a conviction.
Levinson says all the confusion undoubtedly means an appeal will be filed if Phil Spector is convicted of murder. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.